USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Hanna is producing heavy rain and flash flooding in southeast Texas. The National Hurricane Center says Hanna is now about 50 miles west of McAllen, moving into northern Mexico, still packing 50-mile-an-hour winds. Meanwhile, Hurricane Douglas is closing in on Hawaii. Douglas is about 200 miles east of Maui, with maximum winds of 90 miles an hour. This Maui resident says they've been busy getting ready for it.
We've just been boarding up all our windows, using our trucks for shields, for block stuff from flying at our house. I'd rather be safe, you know, for my kids.
Demonstrations in several U.S. cities devolving again into riots overnight. In Seattle, there were 45 people arrested, and one person's dead after getting shot during a Black Lives Matter demonstration in Austin overnight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Actor John Saxon has died.
Better confirm that flight to Hong Kong for me.
Born in Brooklyn in 1935, Saxon starred in over 200 films spanning seven decades, especially known for martial arts dramas, including 1973's Enter the Dragon.
How much do I have left in the bank?
$63.43.
He also worked on TV, appearing in Dynasty, Falcon Crest, The Bionic Man, and many other series. In 2012, he was asked how he was able to keep working in so many shows and movies.
I stopped drinking.
Saxon died Saturday at his home in Tennessee after a bout with pneumonia. John Saxon was 83. Meanwhile, tributes continue to pour in for TV legend Regis Philbin, President Trump tweeting that he was one of the greats in the history of TV. David Letterman says he was the best guest he ever had on his show. Philbin died early yesterday of a heart attack at the age of 88. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck in the same place for quite a while. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009.
A divisive debate continues in Florida, where COVID-19 is hitting hard. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state has skyrocketed as of late.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.